chapter 3. The very last verse of chapter 3, verse 21. You see, God is a God of forgiveness. God is a God of compassion. God is a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's not a God of retaliation. I believe with all my heart that He's forming us into what He has desires of. And He's working on each of you individually, respectively, coordinating that which is needed in you so that you will reach your destiny. Verse 21 says, the blood guilt which I have not pardoned, I will pardon. The blood guilt which I have not pardoned, I will pardon. Meaning, He's changing His heart. He's changing. And I believe we're in a transition space right now. For the Lord dwells in Zion. He dwells in the heavenly Jerusalem. I want to back up a little more. Verse 17. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, dwell in Zion, my holy hill. Jerusalem will be holy. Did you hear that? It's not going to be made holy, it's just going to be holy. What is Jerusalem? Is it a city in the Middle East? Yes, it is. But is it also a dwelling place for God's people? Yes. Never again will foreigners invade her. In that day the mountains will drip new wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water, and a fountain will flow out of the Lord's house, and will water the valley of Achaia. But Egypt will be desolate, Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah. That's the people of praise. I heard you heard about praise this week. Amen?
Amen.
All right. The people of praise are the people of Judah. Hallelujah. In whose land they shed innocent blood. Judah will be inhabited forever at Jerusalem through all generations, natural and spiritual. The blessings of God's people come on God's timetable. God's restoration is on God's timetable, not yours. If I would have had my way, I would have never gone through that test. If I would have had my way, I would have never gone through that division. If I would have had my way, I probably would have gotten rid of a lot of things, including myself. I shared that with you before. Despair comes in different levels and in different seasons. And it's supposed to visit, but not to remain. Try that one on for size. Division comes. Sometimes for a season. But it's not to be destroying me. It's for me to grow up. It's for me a place of stepping up into the heavenly Jerusalem, where Jesus really is. And He'll comfort me. He'll counsel me. And He'll walk with me through the hardship. You know what happens when you come out on the other side after 14 years? He'll prepare a sky painted by his hand. I wish I would have taken a picture and have a camera. And God says it's imprinted already. We went out following night, Thursday night, for my wife's aunt, her godmother, turned 94 that night. And now my wife is advertising about the sunset that she's never seen before. I would have advertised, but the Lord didn't tell me to. But the joy in her heart to describe what she saw. She didn't have a memory of the funeral service and all the weeping that went on. She had a memory of God's hand-painted firmament. That's what was sealed in her heart. You can go to a funeral and come out resurrection. You can go to a funeral and leave death behind, and life can reign supreme. That fountain was flowing out of her. It is the Lord's house that he's working in. Don't you see? Those that you've given up on, God may be forming them right now. God could be pouring living water through them right now. I watched some of you go to the altar. And I know some of you are carrying several people in your heart. You might even be carrying some nations. See, I'm too young to carry a whole nation. No, you're not. How many know that Mary was carrying the whole world inside of her? And the redemption that was inside her belly, she carried. You women who have carried children, you don't know when God will decide to flip your son or daughter or both. You just don't know, do you? But the enemy knows. The enemy knew what I would become in 92. I had no clue. The enemy knew. And he tried to short circuit. And what God allowed him to do, God used for his glory. Would I have wanted that hand-painted sky to show up in 93? You betcha. Well, there was a percentage of restoration in 93. But it took a lot longer because the scars and the wounds were deep. Is he finished with me yet? Is he finished with you? Is there a fountain flowing out of you, describing what he's prepared for you? You see, he will deal with their blood guilt, and he will pardon them. All you need to do is rejoice and to give thanks and to praise him for all that he's allowed in your life. Yeah, I looked up number 14. It's salvation or deliverance. There's a lot more in that chapter which you can go hunting in. But I want you to know, when God does a work, he does a good work. When does he say, you're now free to be used by me? When he says those words to you, be prepared for a trip. This Labor Day is not a day of working. We celebrate by stopping. Yes? Is Monday called Labor Day? And nobody takes the day seriously because they stop working. Right? They don't go to work. They celebrate by stopping. Are you ready to stop your own handiwork? Are you ready to stop doing it yourself? Our God is a God of such odd ways of doing things. They don't make sense, do they? But they are Him. I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. I'm going to ask you to take your right hand and put it right above your little tummy. Because that's where that fountain will come to life. That's where the living waters are sitting, waiting to bubble up out of you, waiting to cleanse that which needs to be cleansed around you. Those that have been soiled by the word of the enemy and the ways of the world. It is out of you that river of living water that will pour out will chance to take a place of hardship and difficulties out of their hearts and wash them and cleanse them as the living word comes out of you. As that living water pours out of you, they will be transformed and they will begin to see. And then the sunset that He's prepared for them will be seen by them. Scripture says, out of you shall flow rivers with an S. Say, mine's dried up. Time for you to wake up. Stir that which is in you. Stir the gift that is in you. The Holy Spirit is living water. And a fountain will flow out of you to bless many. I'm going to ask you to stand if you can. If you're uncomfortable about standing, you don't need to. Just lift up your right hand to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, out of my belly will flow a river of living water. And it'll wash many that are soiled. Many that are loaded with garbage. But that living water will cleanse them, Lord. So stir up what's inside of me. Stir it up right now, Lord. So that they can get clean. And they're waiting for me. Thank you, Jesus. Become that living water. And pour out of me all of what is inside so that they can become clean and that they can hear and that they can see that Jesus is alive in me. Take a good look at your neighbor. Say, Jesus is alive in you. One more neighbor. Jesus is alive in you. Amen? And amen. You may be seated.